The Sea and Wit show? I'm watching that for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sorry, I'm a female. I do not do work.
I'm too rich for that.
We don't like violence.
Guys, I'm not gonna like brag or anything like that, but like, look, my wife's hot.
Everyone else? Fuck them.
Welcome back, bitches, to another podcast. Today we're doing another, not taco. Actually, they didn't even tell us to season in the chicken, but we're seasoning the chicken.
Hi, my name's Whitney, and you're watching the Sea and Wit show.
If you ain't sneezing, it ain't seasoning. You know what I'm saying?
If you ain't sheezing, your bitch is sleazing around, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so
we're making some type of Mexican corn enchilada chicken roll-up tacos with...
We're winging it. Like we've done, we have directions.
Name the ingredients.
We have directions. Okay. Ingredients. Huh, I had a burp.
Tortillas, cheese, chicken, which realistically you could have any type of chicken, but today we have the one that's straight off the Barbie.
Rotisserie.
Dead, skinned. Bree skinned it herself. You can even see the legs, the wings, the thighs.
Not only is she
catching, slap that ass and call me Sally.
Not only is she catching bunnies in her backyard, she's catching chickens.
She actually fished for this. She caught this in the deep sea.
Honestly, NBC is on the way here.
Yes.
To give us an interview on how a chicken landed in
the
ocean.
Is?
Sorry, I'll change my mind.
And then we got sour cream cheese, and some bowls.
Okay.
And other seasonings.
First, we preheated the oven to 400.
Oh, and corn.
Spray a
pie
plate or spring form.
What?
Pan.
Spray?
Honestly, get whatever the fuck you use to cook, because I'm not even sure what a spring form pan.
Do I look like my olden days? Should I put it on forward? You probably can't see my head. Don't mind the hat hair either.
We're just going to be making a smaller portion of them because it is just us two eating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to cut the tortillas.
Wait, you can't say just us? There's a third here. Yeah. Yeah, we're not really moving
on. Did you want
anymore.
Any?
There's always three. There's three now.
Did you want any?
Buy one, get one free deal with Kristen Renee.
Okay. So first and foremost, like I said, preheat the oven to 400.
Let's just get right into the chicken.
Second.
You want to see him fly?
Second.
Spread the legs. Oh my gosh, did you just hear me?
Okay.
It sounded exactly
okay,
like
okay, I've
you.
Done this 100 times, but I'm not sure how my pregnancy is going to go.
Okay.
If this is going to go well.
Oh.
Okay, wait, we're stuck. Do you mind holding the wing for me?
Shit, hold on. It might fly away. Oh, it came off with it.
Oh my God.
It almost swung and hit you in the face.
Jesus. Right.
So I guess we're going to peel the chicken because Kristen decided, do I take these off?
Kristen, no. That was Brie, but they don't sell shredded rotisserie.
I'm gonna use the small bowl. Kristen, this is... Oh, please don't. Kristen's... Shush! This is Kristen's first time doing anything with meat and textures. Actually, wait, is it?
I haven't peeled a bird in a minute. I can't say that.
I have. I actually have a chicken shredder at home for my dogs. It's
honestly,
fire.
Honestly, you know what we can do? Really quickly, just
I got
put them
off
in
Amazon.
Here. Put up the thicker pieces and I'll throw it in my kitchen.
You are so smart.
Because we'll be here forever.
So we are feeling the breast right now. I am fully dissecting the tit.
Shit.
Please to God don't have any
Don't
bones.
Mind my dishes. Kristen wasn't doing them today.
Because
she's going to have to... Sorry. She's going to have to...
One time my dog ate a whole rotisserie chicken and I found out they were allergic to it. And he had like some kind of muscle deterioration in his head. And then they found out it was just
the
chicken. Bodie.
Bodie.
Yeah, Bodie, my mom's dog. He's very special. He's a golden doodle. So if you have those, you know what I mean by that special. Oh, just plop her in there. Do we need to peel the skin by chance?
No.
That's so we're going to use the KitchenAid because that's the only thing Kristen has used for it because we don't do anything else. But
I don't bake.
We don't bake.
And honestly, it's going to be easier.
Bake that cake. It's going to be easier. What? We should do a dessert next time. What do you guys think?
I'm down.
Oh, I was looking at the cheesecake, but I knew it was going to take forever. Because that churro cheesecake, whatever thing that we did, was terrible.
We put way...
Has anybody in this chat
put way too much cinnamon?
Anything that we've made or... No. I'm just wondering.
We probably don't give
probably
good
not.
Directions.
No, we don't. There's no directions on here, so if you're trying to make it, I'm sorry. If you're listening to this and thinking what you guys are doing, just follow step by step on Patreon. You're fine.
Honestly, Pinterest is where we probably get most of these. So.
Oh, that's a bone. Don't eat that. This rotisserie chicken's very girthy.
It's actually meaty as shit. I won't lie to you.
I kind of want some. This is what we used to feed ourselves on the boat.
Last time Jacob literally got a whole one. I'll mind you that. Whole one. Ate it. Got food poisoning. Probably a good thing.
Oh, this is really good. So we're still eating it. Okay. Oh, do you hear that? Gave you some in there. You should call him. That definitely sounds familiar. Ow, you...
Kirsten, you okay?
Kirsten's in the background watching us peel and shred this
Don't
chicken.
You start gagging or anything, because you can walk the fuck out. Because yeah. I'm starting and I'm not ending. I'll end up probably giving birth if I start throwing up. I'm so scared to throw up again.
Feel this one.
Slimy, feel this.
Oh my gosh. This one's extra beef. Well, Kirsten, actually, I don't think Kirsten's ever made a meal.
Actually, a lot of chicken.
I couldn't name one thing that she's ever cooked. Maybe mac and cheese.
She said she didn't know this is where chicken came from. So
really?
That's confusing.
Well, this is chicken.
That's embarrassing.
She doesn't know what this
is. She said, this is what it looks like? I said,
yeah, she's a little,
Yes. Yeah. This is actually really good chicken. Rotisserie chicken, honestly, like, I know it's disturbing that we're doing this, but it's actually, like, the best.
So if you guys are vegan, make sure you watch this.
All right.
Sorry about it. I had chickens one time. I got them from the state fair. The state fair was selling chickens, and they were also rating them 1 to 10 on a scale of who's first with the best chicken.
Baby, throw it in there. Just throw it in there.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to peel it.
No, honey. But that's what we were doing, the KitchenAid for.
So I had these chickens, and my mom accidentally put them in a box and put the lamp over it. And
why isn't this fucking going? Oh, we thought.
She put the chickens in a box and put the heat lamp over them, and they didn't survive that one. I can tell you that much.
What is going on?
You think? No, the more the merrier. You can just get it to dog.
Bree, why isn't this?
Oh, that definitely was a bone in there.
There we go. Never mind. I got it.
I lost her. Oh, there it is. That's a bone.
Okay, that's enough that's chicken.
Hey, no, we gotta at least give it to the there dogs if we don't use it.
No, you just told me a story about how you, but. Bodhi just ate that and then almost died.
No, he ate the bones. He ate the full thing. Wait, we have a lot more in here.
Go give it to Finley and once. I'll feed him for...
That's a lot. Bree. Kristen, look how much is left. Kristen.
Oh my! Go ahead and hand that over. Oh my God. No, wait, you can't use this part though.
Yes, we can. Uh-uh. Oh, take the bone out. Wait, this is whole thing right here.
No,
I'm digging in there. Now we're mixing it in the KitchenAid because Kristen got it for $400
okay,
and hasn't used
holes?
It yet.
Yes, I have used it. Not for baking, though.
What do you use it for?
You can't use the whole.
For
that's
mixing.
That's where the bone was.
Okay.
Look, I got to add a little bit of water.
I'm getting in there like no tomorrow, baby. Put me in the Roadneck Yacht Club. I'll get in there. Oh, here's some.
Okay, that's enough. We have enough chicken.
I'll get the rest of my dogs.
Just go feed... Holy shit!
Yeah.
That is a big and chicken! You know what I'm saying? Eat more chicken!
Yeah, we love our Chick-fil-A. Sorry about the cows. Moo, bitch! Wait, so we don't want this?
No, there's honestly a shit ton of chicken.
So what the fuck?
Give it. I'll give it.
I gotta make sure there's no... That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I wouldn't give that to the dogs if you're out to.
No, I won't.
Bree's actually shredding it and eating it off the Barbie.
It's again. Actually good, guys. I don't know why y'all think it's...
Kirsten just walked out of the room and is about vomiting over
it's
here.
It's actually... It's cooked.
I need to wash my handsies.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Kirsten, you're never coming back to a podcast.
No. She does this every time. I could be cooking, like, nothing, and she would still be vomiting. She does that over, like, one time. We were out front. We were out front of the house, and a worm was stuck to her shirt. It stuck to her shirt. She's full on Bloody Murder screaming. I swear to God, the neighbors probably thought we were killing someone. Bloody murder.
You know,
over a worm.
One thing I hate about this, though,
Elaine.
It's dry as fuck. I'm going to have to add some water when I add seasoning in here.
Hey, the cream cheese will be in the sour cream. It'll give it some flavor.
Flavor! All right.
Hey, you didn't see that ass twerk.
Kristen
learned how to twerk from Nicki Minaj herself. Nicki Minaj actually came over here one day and Kristen learned. Not me though. I wasn't here. I couldn't afford the class. Unfortunately, my butt's too small. They said they actually had us measure like lay against like a wall, and they said,
okay, if your butt doesn't reach. They didn't even say to season the chicken. I'm gonna go and explain really quick. They didn't say season.
We're done with the chicken, by the way.
I'm just gonna season with some taco meat because I'm not eating that.
Oh, okay. So the seasonings were what?
No, nothing. They didn't even say seasoned chicken.
Oh, paprika or something. Oh, no, seasoned chicken, but everything else. There's still chicken in my shit.
All right, and don't be grossed out because I'm adding a little bit of water, friends, so it stirs.
Okay.
Well, you won't get grossed out wet.
What about the cream cheese and stuff? What am I supposed to do now?
Well, you could start that if you wanted.
I will. What? Tell me what.
Okay,
so. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heart.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Tell me why.
I never want to hear you say.
I want it that way.
Hey, tell me why.
Ain't nothing but some cream cheese.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but some sour cream. Okay.
Oh, this chicken actually looks
bomb. You
guys
like daisy? Because that's my favorite flower. Not. I kind of like tulips. Kristen, I think this is old.
No, it's not. I promise you it's not.
Oh, look at that. You have a spoon and a wrapper in it.
There's a spoon in it. It's not whole. That's been from our taco night, probably.
Kristen, what the fuck is that?
Your shredded
what
chicken.
The fuck? Show them. What? Show them.
Dude, there's nothing.
That's there's shredded
a,
chicken?
There's a bone in.
What's wrong with it? Ew, there is. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, is this another one?
Oh, my God.
No, it's just that. Look at that. What did that? What else did you put in there?
Seasoning?
Just chicken. Why does it look like that?
Because it mixed it up.
Oh, it's all like chunky.
Dude, it's gonna
like
taste
vomit.
The same. Unless you were gonna sit here and
do I all wasn't. That. So now after we did the rotisserie chicken, put it in a freaking KitchenAid for what reason? We don't
so
have
I
chicken.
I wasn't
shred.
Sitting here and shredding that
put
individually.
Put the seasoning into the chicken, shred it in a separate bowl. We're putting the sour cream. We're literally just eyeing this.
Well,
fuck
yeah.
A recipe.
Because it doesn't
and
matter.
And,
we're not
and,
baking.
And cream cheese. And we're going to stir it and make some type of guacamole.
We're going to need probably some.
Fuck, is it?
That's, you don't
you know, this looks really good. Just sour cream. Anywho, well, Brie asked us a question. She said, what are some common... I'm spitting in shit. What are some common red flags that indicate that a relationship is toxic, might I add? I got one.
Do you mind repeating the question?
Yeah, one more time. I forgot it already. What are some red flags that indicate that a relationship is toxic? Was that it?
Yeah. So some
red flags.
Okay. Constant arguing. I know healthy arguments are like
when they're constantly bickering or bitching at you
for like everything, but they're being hypocrites.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But you said you would rather have more sour cream than cream cheese.
I'll do whatever. Let me stir it. That's a good one. That's a good one. Some red flags, I would say.
Here, I'll give you something easier to mix that up.
I would say red flags. I'm thinking about when they fuck girls and you have to find out the hard way from the girl themselves. That's probably toxic.
Like, okay, but also red flags in the beginning
they
too.
Lie.
If you're in the talking stage, that should be the stage. I don't care what anybody says. That should be the stage that you might need more.
Which one? Probably not.
But this, no, because we're only doing this too. Yeah. Anyways.
What were we saying?
Oh, in the talking stage. If they're already entertaining a shit ton of girls and can't like focus on you or figure that shit out, then
yeah,
you don't
roster.
Even. Don't even worry about that because you got me so fucked up.
Entertaining. All
right,
other
season
women.
That with garlic, lorries, and paprika.
Paprika. Paprika? Paprika? Tell me when.
No, you're on this one.
Okay. Next, I would say another red flag, Kristen.
Well, I feel like, are we talking about like the beginning of the relationship or just in general? Because I feel like you should notice the red flags in the beginning.
Yeah, I think so too. I think when they
you
make
don't
you
even
pay,
know what I'm saying.
The fucker, the fuck, make you pay in the beginning. I mean, you're trying to take me on a date, okay? But then when they start to like mooch,
All right, I just took the corn off the stove. You guys can buy canned corn. Works just the same. We just bought frozen ones. That's going to go inside. I'm going to let that cool off. Again, don't mind the dishes over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we'll do beginning.
Beginning, before talks. So we're talking about talking stage. Kirsten said when they constantly talk about their ex. Ooh! When they talk to you, oh, okay, my favorite part is when they talk to you on text and Snapchat at the same time, but then they're only talking to you on Snapchat, they're a whore. They have to be a whore.
I can't stand Snapchat like, why are you like only, communication.
Like, your text message means that you like me. If you're calling me and FaceTiming and texting me, that means you have somewhat interest in me.
Wanna stir that?
The fuck are you Snapchatting 50 bitches next to me for? I'm not trying to look at your
I
phone.
I hate main communication as like a relationship we're talking over Snapchat. That's so...
No, because I know they'd be doing that to other bitches.
And I've never honestly tracked someone's Snap score, like truthfully, hand on the heart. But I don't want to have to worry about that. Like,
no, hell no. But eventually, though, like if they actually are serious about you, which I've only had like one, so they ask you out and then you know it's for real. But,
But also,
when you go to going festivals and like invite other girls like while you're with them, it's crazy.
Going with asking out, if they're willing to... Respect, because, okay, for me, a big thing was meeting my family, and I don't live with my family, like, near my family, waiting for my family to meet them, and I got to meet your family, not just, will you be, I feel like that's really mature, like, if you want to date to marry, meeting families first before any serious relationship, and if they're not willing to do that,
yeah,
if like, they're, like, be weird patient about your, not standards,
worth?
Settle? What's the word? Not standards, but your... Not your walls put up.
Guard?
Guard. No.
You need to say it in a sentence.
Okay.
Be careful about
so
your...
So these are my...
Standards.
No, but they're not standards.
Expectations?
Yeah.
Expectations. If they can't meet your expectations for a relationship, then don't make excuses.
Yeah.
Straight the hell up. Okay, really quickly, let's figure out, because everything's done. So we mixed the cream cheese, sour cream, garlic, salt combined. Fold the chicken.
The fuck?
Corn, cheese, and lime juice.
Like they walk, you walk out and like you're wearing the cutest dress and you're like, I look so pretty. And they walk out and they're like, you're wearing that?
Oh, I can't stand I don't like being told
I look
what
at them
do.
Like, are you like, you know that I'm hotter than you or something? Like, is there a problem? I'm with you, bud. I'm sure. Oh, when they don't post you. Oh, yeah.
No. That's a big one. No. I like being, not like overwhelming, like post me every second of the day.
But even like talking stages, like when you want people to know that y'all are together, like at first,
have me meet
right?
your friends over FaceTime or whatever. These?
Put this away. Yeah, because we have to cut them.
Yeah, we'll just get another one.
Oh, you don't want to just use this?
We can. It's
I'll
not bad.
I'll just cut this out. Oh my God. Ew, can we not? This is the most grossest.
It's a nice fucking cutting board.
Did I give you one? With
when
it?
I moved in.
And you kept it?
Yeah, just use a paper towel right there and wipe it. And don't y'all say nothing. That's ain't none of y'all know shit. Chicken's cooked.
Yeah, it is cooked.
Tell me why.
Is there any other traits? Brie,
no,
you got any?
Put that in the over the trash.
No, I was just going to pick them up.
Okay. All right, so now what we're going to do is, well, if you're feeding a family, you don't get a larger pan. Do whatever. Do you want to grab the pan? We're supposed to spray that.
Yeah.
Where is it? In this one right here?
Yeah. Grab the Pam, spray the Pam in the bowl.
Spray your little thingies first. We're gonna cut ours in half.
Sorry, I left some over
Sorry.
Time.
Oh,
did
you
have
my new Pandora?
We mixed everything, so. Oh, that's cute. Mine fell off.
Okay. Now we're gonna build
family,
our burritos.
She said feeding a family.
You want a bigger pan, like enchilada type pan, okay. But.
We're just feeding us, so. I do one by one. I was saying one by one because you have to cut it once it's rolled.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So, like,
you do that.
Go like this. And then do one.
Yes.
I spread.
And I'll
and
put
you
the chicken. Get it good, nice and...
Beefy. Got it.
Nice and fucking...
Oh, we're spreading that shit. Extra sauce?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That looks wet. like a white little, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you're in a toxic relationship and trying to leave, what advice do you have?
And they're cheating, right? Is that what the question was?
Just let's say just abusive, verbally, physically cheating, and...
What advice do I have? Well, leave, obviously. I know it's tough to stay in a relationship, but it's also tough to leave.
One, either because you're scared of what they might do, or two, you genuinely like really love the person, and that's kind of what.
I love though. Like realistically, someone will love you and genuinely accept you for who you are.
That corn is fucking good.
And will never ever put you in a situation where you're having to choose to leave. That just stupid, but. There's someone out there better usually, but I'd say to leave.
Yeah, fire. Oh, we forgot to put cheese in it.
No, cheese on top.
Yeah, but cheese in it too.
Oh, okay. That need to be smaller, probably. I would get out now before it gets worse. Truthfully, you will never find yourself being with somebody that already did enough to you. It's not gonna ever go back to the way that you started. We definitely need to do this tighter.
Well, I didn't know that's what we were doing.
Second, I'm cutting this off. Sorry, we're trying to figure out how to put the wheels.
I didn't know we were doing
together, and it looks like shit. Okay, so we're kind of too distracted. I can't really understand what I'm saying.
Okay, you cut. Oh, well, I didn't see that picture.
Yeah,
because I would have thought about.
But at the end of the day, no toxic relationship.
Is worth
saying. And
no matter
if you have kids,
yeah.
If you have a dog, get the fuck out, run, leave, and then just block them. I mean, okay. Realistically, if you can't block them, then find another way to stop talking. And no contact works for me. Mine actually just was cheating on me with like four different girls at the same time, so I just up and left and never talked to them again.
I didn't know we were doing pinwheels because we could have done a regular.
Yeah, that's why.
Anyways,
I was saying.
It's okay, that's plenty. All right, you want to roll this one?
Too. Yeah, really tight.
All right, you roll and cut because you
seem
to be...
Oh, that might be too big. Actually, no.
We'll just eat it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make enchiladas with like a top enchilada with these. We're still distracted. We're still on the same level.
Question.
We're trying to...
I know they ain't hawking at me. Okay.
Guys, these are actually
Question gas. Real quick, Kirsten.
Okay.
Have you ever been in a toxic relationship?
Yeah.
How did you leave?
I just stayed at Whitney's house for a year.
I went and picked her up, and she was not allowed to leave.
I refused to go home. I literally refused to go home because I felt like if I kept going back, I was going to keep going back to the same routine. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So definitely,
and
if you
the
live
cycle,
with,
the like, cycle literally goes on and goes on. It was literally... hang out during the week. Do something fun with them. Weekend goes by, they want to get drunk, they want to sleep with other girls. Mm-hmm. The next week goes by, they're fine, they want to stay with you and do shit with you and cuddle with you. And then next weekend comes by, they
just
want to get
whenever
drunk
it's convenient for
and
them.
Hang out bitches. Yeah. We're still stuffing these in the casserole dish while Kristen lets out her animal felines. Could we double stack? Let's double stack.
Well, wait, let's put cheese on that side real quick. Let's put cheese on
it. Yep,
the
yep. We're making a layer. Oh my God. So I'm confused on why everybody keeps copying us. Is there like a reason? Like, did we just got much of a good influence?
Because we're successful in talking shit, everyone else feels the need to be successful.
Yeah, but
in talking
you can't
shit.
Be successful in talking shit when all you do is talk shit about the two successful people. What the fuck is that going to get you? Nowhere. I mean, the only reason that you're fucking successful is because of us. You're fucking welcome. And where is that getting you?
Put them this way.
Like this?
Yeah.
It's getting you absolutely the fuck everywhere because of us. You're fucking welcome. So do we get 10% or?
Do it side by side. Like that.
Oh, that looks so good.
All right, let's stick these bad boys in. Go wash your hands, sweetheart.
Go wash your hands. I'll finish.
Wait, take it. Take a bite. Come here. I'm gonna make this for you.
I already about ate all of it.
I know.
You don't want it?
I just want you to eat it. Hmm. Fire? Mm-hmm. You did all the work. We're sticking in these bad boys at 400 for about 10 minutes. Wait for the cheese to get crispy brown.
Have you guys wanted a funny story today? We went and looked at a boat. It was a great time.
Is that it? Yep.
It was a great fucking time. No, actually, if you guys really want to know the story.
Oh my gosh, it's the shit's everywhere.
We've been DMing this guy for like 4 or 5 days about a boat.
Where did you find the boat? Like Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, Facebook Marketplace. And we've been DMing this guy, and this guy was like out here like, oh yeah.
Look what we can put on top with.
First of all, the boat was on, the boat was on Facebook Marketplace for 10 fucking months. Okay, there's obviously either something wrong with it or your price is too high for whatever shit you have.
Oh, damn it.
So we've been DMing this guy. And he was like, oh, I'm going to meet up with you guys when you get back and we could take you out for a ride, whatever. And I was like, okay. And then need to find out he lives in Kentucky and is just going to have his friend take us out.
Right.
And I was like, okay, that's weird, but it's fine. Go ahead. This guy has lived in Kentucky for 2 years, told us that he had like the boat service and blah, blah, blah. We get there. The boat's way too fucking big for me. I'm like, okay, this is like a ginormica type shit.
Keep stepping on this fucking
me
corn
too.
Shit.
And rice. And he lied about everything. The day before, he said that he took somebody out and they had already offered $130,000, but they were going to have a loan.
How much was the boat originally? Like, what were they saying?
They're saying it was like, well, at first it was on the market for $160,000. Then they dropped it to $135,000. And it's 28 foot. It's pretty fucking big. It's two motors, 350s. And it was like, okay, that's a nice deal. We get to see in the boat. Bitch has not been serviced. Whole thing, the whole motor's rusted.
You say, wait,
the T-top's all like bent and has like chips in it and it like refiberglassed. So that means that either something happened to it, got in a storm, or got ricocheted by a tree or something. I don't know. Everything in the boat was not working. A fuel pump, the speakers, none of the stereos worked.
Damn.
The speakers worked. And I'm sitting here like, okay. So I have to put all this work into it. Then like 3 days ago, he's like, yeah, I spent $5,000 getting new motors and new props. The props looked like they had been run through. A whole Chevy of rocks, like full on, just it was actually driving on the concrete. Like I would have seen that thing running through an intersection type deal. The whole bottom of the boat just looked fantastic. No paint, nothing. Looks great. I don't know nothing about boats, so I invited two of these guys that knew everything about boats, and it was awesome because if I were to step foot on that boat, I'd be like, oh my god, it's amazing.
That's kind of how I feel. I'd be like, yeah, it looks great.
I'm like
great.
An idiot, and then we ended up trying to get him down to like 110 with the trailer, and he was like, nah, I ain't getting that. I'm not doing that shit. I'm like, okay, whatever. We go to a whole nother marina, buy a damn boat there. Shit's fire. Fire boat. Great.
And
I'm so glad.
Didn't you get it for less too? And it's way better.
Yeah, way less. 100. It's still the same exact size, but it's like more of like a skiff kind of boat. Bay boat. Is that what they're called? Skiff? More like a flat boat. I would have been driving around like a freaking Rolls Royce, like not knowing where. I would have drilled a seawall probably. I don't even have my boater's license. So we got a boat. Turns out the previous boat owner guy calls Tyler. Hey, buddy, you still with this boat? And Tyler's like, no, we actually just went an hour later and got a new one because you suck and didn't offer us shit. Nobody wants to have a boat that you lie about in service and you don't even drive.
Yeah.
I've been here for 2 years. No one wants that. That's why it's still on the market, whatever.
But the fact that all that shit's still wrong with it, you still have to put in
so
much
work.
Yeah, I
know. I'm like,
you found a boat.
Okay, I'm not getting speakers. You told us there was new props. The whole thing was no, I'm not doing it. T-top, no. If your bitch has been like halfway sunk, I wouldn't even know. He said the title was in there, wasn't in there. Said all the records of the services was in there. No, didn't get shit.
Really?
Mm-mm.
So how the fuck do they expect anybody?
I don't know. That's why I probably
they could have gotten me and you.
It's been like consignment shop for like 6 months, and no one sold it. And a consignment shop's like sitting on like the lot, and people try and sell it, and no one wants to buy it. Yeah, that's that type.
Where's your gas? So we're just waiting. We'll come back in about probably 3 minutes. Taste test. All right, we're back, bitches. I mean, for y'all, it's not really back. I don't know why people do that in like YouTube videos. They're like, oh. And then they're already back.
We're back, Vanja.
It's done. And they look gassed.
Are they done? Maybe a little bit more.
Look at the cheese crusting.
I guess.
Do you want to wait?
Maybe one more. Let's answer one more question and then we can wait. And we can
Honey,
eat
Honey, the cheese is already burning on top.
Oh, okay.
I don't want burnt cheese, but we can.
Just for two seconds.
Okay.
We'll answer a question. Bree, give us a question. How can couples effectively communicate to strengthen their relationship?
Well, I mean, wait, the answer is right in the question. Communicate. But effectively.
Wow. That was good.
But how? I mean, honestly.
Talk.
Even such a simple, like, it's not controlling if you're not really asking your partner if you can go somewhere, but be like, hey, do you mind if I go do this? Or when you're out and about, just keep them updated throughout the day. Yeah. I'm not the type of person that needs to talk to you on the phone all day. Please don't text me. Please don't call me. If you're out doing something, have the fuck fun. Because I can't do the
whole. Sit on the phone.
I don't want to drown myself with you. If you're ever in an argument, this is a huge thing for Jacob and I, honestly, is no matter how mad we get, we just let it be for like a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then before we go to bed, I'm like, okay, you're not going to sleep without talking to me about it.
They good? I'm the same way, When Tyler,
I can't do it. I'm not going to sit in bed with you because then I'll go to the other room and I'll go to sleep perfectly fine.
I'm like, Tyler, I'm sorry that I yelled at you. Sometimes I get frustrated, Tyler. I have really bad ADHD.
I love too when I do apologize. Jacob's like, you don't actually mean it. I'm like, I don't, but like, I'm trying to mean it.
Mine's just like, I'm definitely bipolar. I just haven't gotten medication to fix it.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
But communicate for sure. And don't, to be loyal. Seriously. The fuck is this cheating shit? Like, you're not gonna, the grass is not greener on the other side.
It's unless, really not, because you have to restart.
Unless they're abusive and shit. Like, obviously they leave and the grass is probably way greener. It's probably growing trees and plants and pine
needles. Honestly, what I think
everywhere.
Of that is Adam and Eve's garden at that point. Because
well, I was on a track and then the dogs ran in and interrupted me, so. I remember. Oh shit,
that looks delicious.
Get my natural sour cream.
Yeah.
Shit, what was I saying? If it is a good relationship and you think that it's worth staying, fight for it. Don't be stupid. Be loyal.
But there doesn't need to be unnecessary arguments. Me and Jacob have petty, stupid arguments, but it's one of those things that you learn to compromise with your other person. You don't agree with everything, but in a relationship, you've got to work with two people. And it's huge to talk about it and figure out, okay, well, this made you upset.
Yeah, so we can change this.
What can I do next time? But then sometimes you're stubborn also like me and Whitney that don't give a fuck. There's times when Jacob's bothers me. I'm like,
no, I don't like when they try to project. Okay, I can't talk shit. But I make it clear like 50,000 times, I don't care if you go to the bar by yourself with the boys.
No, please actually go to
but
the
But why are you making it seem like I should care?
Yeah.
Why are you making it seem like that you're not going to be loyal? And they're like, yeah.
But that also may be an insecurity thing with them. Yeah. That's what Jacob, he was like, but I.
Babe, I'm telling you 50,000 times, I trust you. Now, if you give me a reason not to.
We're putting on our own toppings to this.
That's a different story.
Want some more sour cream? And cheese.
But.
We're making enchiladas. We should have just done
enchiladas. Salad. Yum, yum, yum. Yeah, because we could have added sauce.
Do you want taco sauce?
That was fucking good.
Oh, yeah. You want taco sauce?
Like the mild sauce?
Yeah.
We're adding tomatoes, onions, sour cream.
My lettuce just went bad, so we don't have lettuce. But
we don't have lettuce, but we have Ortega mild original taco sauce we're going to put on top just to, just to juice her up a little bit.
Oh, give me some of that, too.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, this looks wet. So the pinwheels are more for decoration. I won't be
Yeah, because we're destroying them right now. They're completely like destroyed.
All right, here we go.
I need a knife, I think.
You're shitting me. Okay.
I'm gonna smoke this shit.
All right, this is gonna be my big bite right here.
Me too.
Oh.
That's hella sour cream right there.
Cheers.
Cheers. Mmm. Mm-hmm.
You can never go wrong with anything to do with tacos. Like, I literally don't think you can ever go wrong.
No. That's fucking good.
I'm gonna make Jacob a bite.
Yeah. This is basically enchiladas.
But with chicken.
Without the enchilada sauce.
Yeah. But sour cream and.
And cream cheese.
Which makes it more wet.
Yes.
Actually, no, it doesn't because the sauce does. But it's not dry.
It works.
And corn in it. Mm-hmm. I love corn.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's probably the best one so far.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I still love a French toast sausage.
Mm.
That
mm-hmm.
might have been my top. Because
I ate them this morning, actually. Mm. I did.
It's because I was craving syrup.
You know what else we're getting this? Oh. Mm. There was an option for jalapenos.
But I don't really
Me and Kristen aren't very spicy fans.
I do, but I don't like jalapenos. They're too spicy, like...
They're not even, like, enjoy it.
No. But what I did do, guys, too, because I did put taco seasoning also in the sour cream and cream cheese mix. It says to use, like, cumin and paprika and stuff, but I just didn't. I got the idea of wanting it to taste more like tacos. God, and it didn't so even good. Say to season the meat, but I did with taco seasoning and water. Well, the water's to make it more not dry. But, Bray, come get a bite. Come here. Do you like tomatoes?
No, but I'll eat it.
Well, no, you don't have to.
No, but I'll eat it.
I'll feed it to you.
Oh.
Open your mouth. Big and
she bite. Likes that. She's practicing for her babysitting duties.
What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty fucking fire.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Dylan's gonna say
it's
no
like
because.
A burrito.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's gonna be fatty.
Yeah, I have to.
So good.
I have to work out after this.
Kira, do you want to try?
Yeah, you have to yell at me. Oh, yeah, it's a good bite.
I can't even cut it.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm scared.
Oh yeah, I get you in
what
there.
If I get a chicken bone,
that's fire.
Chicken bone. That's good.
Do you want extra sour cream on it?
That's good, huh? Come in here and dance.
Is it fucking moving? That bit is. On that note,
on that fucking note,
this is gas. I 100% suggest making this.
Fire yeah, spot. Please make this Mexican corn chicken fajita roll up salad.
Gas.
And go get yourself a boat. But don't settle, just for the right price, you know what I'm saying? For the right price.
All right, bitches. Well, thanks for coming. We love you. Have a great vagina. Peace out.
Love you.